This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
Hour number two, coming at you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
I had the mic muted because I've been cussing at myself. For everybody that's listening on the streams, the video streams and everything, I did not have the codec correct. I was not streaming with the right part. And I apologize for that because I think probably sound was less than stellar. So that's fixed now. Anyway, welcoming new sponsor, Alien Gear.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet, introduces the Cloaktuck 3.0 IWB Holster. This all-new concealed carry holster improves the original design with a sturdy spring steel and ballistic nylon core, covered with a soft neoprene backing for ultimate comfort. You have to try this holster to believe it. Get yours now for as low as $43.88 at AlienGearHolsters.com.
Cloaktuck rocks. Cloaktuck 3.0 is a superb holster for concealment, which, you know, it's inside the waistband, so of course it's for concealment. But I mean, as far as two things, there's two things about carrying a gun that let me make that three. It has to be able to secure the gun. It's really nice that it's comfortable. That's just really nice. And reholstering the gun is important. Being able to reholster the gun is important, which you have to have a hard shell holster to do that. From the days of Uncle Mike's and all these other guys that used to do it with cloth, that is great. So, Alien Gear, check them out. Very pleased to have them as a sponsor at Lock and Load. Now then, let's get back to my rantings, shall I? My prepared rantings. Outgoing Senate Minority Leader Harry, I just got beat up by Jim Machine Reed, said Monday that a gun control bill authored by Democrats would prevent another terrorist attack like the ones carried out in New Jersey and New York this weekend. Before I just launch into that sideways, let me just give you the man's quotations, if I may. Reed, Democrat from Nevada, said, "We can argue from now on about whether this bill would prevent this weekend's attacks, but one thing is for sure, it would prevent the next attack. They have authored a bill that would ban people on a federal terror watch list from purchasing guns or explosives. House and Senate Republicans have authored their own legislation, which would put in place a three-day waiting period for those on the terror watch list who try to purchase a gun or explosives. Democrats blocked the GOP bill in the Senate, and the House GOP majority has refused to take up the bill authored by the Democrats." Reed did not mention the GOP-authored bill, which Democrats opposed because they say the government would not have enough time to adequately prove someone on a watch list should not be allowed to make the gun or explosive purchase. They have called this legislation No Fly, No Buy because the terror watch list includes people who are not permitted to board U.S. airplanes. It's hard to believe in America today an FBI terror suspect not allowed to fly on an airplane could walk into a gun store, in Las Vegas, New York City, and in place and legally purchase explosives and assault weapons. But it's true because Republicans refuse to close the terror gap loophole. Now, first of all, Senator Reid, you incredibly moronic twit, you. No fly, no buy stops nobody. Okay? In Paris, you can buy some very nice, fully automatic weapons, cheaper than you can buy their semi-automatic cousins here in the United States, on the black market. There is no white market in Paris. Terrorists are like life. Remember Dr. Malcolm in Jurassic Park? Life finds a way. Terrorists will find a way. Now, if, and I'm going to attack this point by point because this is real stupid. And, you know, this is the same thing as these New York Times yahoos not doing any research. He's saying that, or the Democrats are saying the reason they won't consider the Republicans' bill is that 3 days is not enough time to figure out whether or not somebody constitutes a threat and shouldn't be able to buy a gun. If they're on the terrorist watch list, hasn't that been established? Oh, wait, I forgot. It's going to be run by bureaucrats with no clear-cut criteria to base any such placement on this list at all. I forgot. So, knowing this, for some reason we... And the Republican bill also places an impetus on the government to prove that this person should not be able to buy a gun. It's the same 3-day waiting period that you would have with a gun background check, as a matter of fact. But look, if there are people to be placed, if there are legitimate terrorists walking around out here, foreign nationals that are in our midst, domestic players who have gone rogue, whatever they may be. As far as I'm concerned, in the counter-terrorist lingo, forget due process and go out there and eliminate them. Shoot them in the back of the ear and let them crumple on the ground if they're that dangerous. What do we have with a terrorist watch list? Okay, so they can't fly. Can they get on the Greyhound? Can they get a car? Can they get on a, you know, can they get on a train? Freedom of movement, not being able to allow to fly on a plane is one thing, but that's not a lack of freedom of movement. So, you know, all those things notwithstanding, Reed's an idiot. Getting out and making that claim, because he knows that that bill's never going to come up. But they always say that. Until we have universal background checks, this kind of stuff will happen. And then we would get universal background checks, and then this kind of stuff would continue to happen. And then, well, the universal background checks aren't working because we don't have a registration. So now we got to have a registration. Then the registration would not work because people who are dumb enough to register their weapons are pretty law-abiding people. They're just trying to, you know, abide by the law, so they're not committing crime. So that wouldn't work. So then we'd have to ban guns. Somebody can stop me when they think I'm wrong. Every time I see Harry Reid get up on the podium, I just think about somebody hitting him repeatedly in the face with a dumbbell, and apparently nobody did anything about it. Can't take the man serious. He's on his way out anyway. Thankfully. We're going to be right back. We're going to take a look at this cat, Ahmad Khan Rahami, when we get back. your stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time. In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
And welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Yeah, it does. And welcoming new sponsor, Alien Gear.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holsters on the planet, is offering big savings with our new two-holster combo. Now you can buy two complete holsters for as little as $49.88. Choose from any available holster styles and colors for the guns of your choice. All of Alien Gear's quality products are made right here in the USA and include a 30-day trial, forever warranty, and free shell trades for life. Visit AlienGearHolsters.com today.
Decaying around, looking for, looking to carry concealed, that's the way to go. Ahmad Khan Rahami, he's the man suspected of executing the bomb attack in New York City in Seaside Park, New Jersey this weekend, was captured alive after a shootout with police. So, Chris Hayes, he had guns. The New York Times reports that Rahami was found in Linden, New Jersey, just across from Staten Island. In the ensuing fight, he was wounded, as were two unidentified police officers. The officers, according to WABC TV, did not suffer life-threatening injuries, and only one of them may have actually been shot. Elizabeth, New Jersey Mayor Chris Bowlwage was quoted as saying one officer was hit in a protective vest and the other in the hand. The New York Post states that a key piece of evidence to Rahami was a fingerprint found on an unexploded device. That should be undetonated, but unexploded device, along with a cellular telephone left behind near a pressure cooker found on West 27th Street, blocks away from the explosion in Chelsea on West 23rd Street. Police and ATF agents raided an apartment where Rahami lives above the family's restaurant, First American Fried Chicken, on Elmora Avenue. The Guardian reports that Rahami is apparently an adherent to the Islamic faith and had apparently complained of suffering discrimination on the basis of religion to city officials in the past. New Jersey Mayor Bowlwage said the family had owned and operated its business, First American Fried Chicken, and lived above the Mana Shop on Elmora Avenue, New Jersey, since 2002. She spoke about how the chicken store had faced complaints and problems in 2012 when the city council and police reinforced it closed at 10 p.m. He acknowledged that Rahami's Muslim faith was mentioned repeatedly by Rahami in complaints about city authorities. He brought up his faith in the lawsuit. He brought up his faith in conversations with city officials. But the complaint had nothing to do with ethnicity or religious beliefs. It had to do with a lot of people hanging out in front of the store at all hours, as well as congregating and code enforcement problems. But he did have guns. Gosh. A Dallas police sergeant has filed a lawsuit in federal court last week against prominent black rights activists, Democratic politicians, and others for inciting violence against law enforcement and igniting a race war. Sergeant Demetric Penny, president of the Dallas Fallen Officer Foundation and a 17-year police veteran, filed documents Friday in the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of Texas against Louis Farrakhan and the Nation of Islam, Reverend Al Sharpton and the National Action Network, George Soros, President Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama, former Attorney General Eric Holder, Democratic presidential candidate Pantsuit, and a handful of high-profile Black Lives Matter and new Black Panther Party members for repeatedly encouraging their supporters and others to engage in threats of and attacks to cause serious bodily injury to death upon police officers and other law enforcement persons of all races and ethnicities, including but not limited to Jews, Christians, and Caucasians. The amended complaint seeks $500 million to $1.5 billion in damages. Penny filed the suit in the wake of the July 7th sniper attack against 12 Dallas police officers at a Black Lives Matter protest against that left five of them dead and seven wounded. The lone gunman during a three-hour police standoff told negotiators he targeted white officers in retaliation for the string of recent police killings of unarmed black men in Minnesota, Louisiana, and elsewhere across the country. The 66-page complaint alleges the shooter is a member of both the Nation of Islam and the New Black Panther Party perpetuated the attack under the direction of both groups in furtherance of defendants' historic historical and undeniable mission to incite and effect violence and severe bodily injury and death against police officers and other LEO of all races and ethnicities, including but not limited to Jews, Christians, and Caucasians. It also notes that Colonel Derek Harvey, a former U.S. Army colonel and senior intelligence executive for the Defense Intelligence Agency, said, Black Lives Matter defendants were directly and proximately responsible for the Dallas police shootings, as well as the overall increase in violence against police officers and law enforcement. Penny's attorney, Larry Klayman, in a statement Friday, said the two men felt duty-bound to seek an end to the incitement of violence. While the case was filed in Texas, it will create precedent around the nation that law enforcement, which ironically protects the very persons who are alleged to have incited this violence, should be respected. The defendants, if not legally reined in, are allegedly responsible, along with others, for igniting a race war that will ultimately totally destroy the freedoms that our founding fathers bequeathed to us. Klayman is the founder of conservative activist groups Freedom Watch and Judicial Watch. Police officer Demetric Penny is a black American sergeant in the Dallas Police Department. So this is not racism. Well, that would be what they cried. This were a white police officer doing this. And that's because, people, when they get in the same profession and they understand the reality. Which is that, it's not like these agitators say it is. I would love to see him win this lawsuit and get that $1.5 billion and get all these guys served. Farrakhan, Sharpton, all these guys. I would love to see that. Sharpton would be on the roadside panhandling. I think he already owes $4 million in back taxes. I don't know what he would do. Farrakhan, no idea where he's at. Soros probably pay it off. He'd probably pay for everybody. Probably say, well, this is good. Pay it off. Obama, he's getting ready to go on the book writing trail, he and Michelle. Maybe they go to Martha's Vineyard. And then they won't have to worry about flooded out areas in red states like Louisiana anymore. They can just play golf to their heart's content. I don't even know what Michelle does when they're away from the cameras. She doesn't get in front of the cameras. Okay, that's nice. I appreciate that. Thank you, Michelle. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What would you call a gun shop that's sought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load. Scott, I think you got an open mic on your end. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
And welcoming new sponsor, Alien Gear.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet, introduces the Cloaktuck 3.0 IWB holster. This all-new concealed carry holster improves the original design with a sturdy spring steel and ballistic nylon core covered with a soft neoprene backing for ultimate comfort. You have to try this holster to believe it. Get yours now for as low as $43.88 at AlienGearHolsters.com.
Now listen, I want to go back to Reed right now with his dark sunglasses wearing self and his no-fly, no-buy legislation statements. We can argue from now on whether this bill would have prevented the weekend's attacks, but it would prevent the next one. We've got to stop the terror loophole. Well, we know some things about Ahmad Khan Rahimi, okay? First of all, in order for that list that Reed is touting, in order for that scheme to work, if that were to become law, you got to be on the list. Rahimi was not on the list. He was not on the list maintained by the New York Police Department either. In a statement issued by his office, Reed appeared to set his sights on binary target components such as tannerite as being a terror tool. Several media outlets, including USA Today and Forbes, noted that such target marketing or marking compounds have been used in the Chelsea bombing, though others disagree. Reed said you can go to a gun store in Las Vegas and you can buy explosives. Explosives! They put them up in the trees. We don't have that many trees in Nevada. They put explosives up in a tree and shoot at them and it blows it up. Blows up the tree and anything around it. And that's for sport. Lots of people can walk into a gun store and buy that, including suspected terrorists. Gun control advocacy groups, Every Town and Moms Demand Attention, were quick to call for increased firearms restrictions Monday in wake of the weekend's terror attack. Moms Demand Attention on their social media account said, one thing is for certain, however, America's weak gun laws allow terrorists easy access to firearms. In fact, in 2011, an Al-Qaeda operative urged would-be terrorists to exploit loopholes in our laws to get guns and carry out acts of terrorism on Americans. It's time for Congress to close this dangerous gap on our federal gun laws. Al-Qaeda laughs their collective asses off every time they see the MDA, Everytown, Soros, Bloomberg, Schumer, any of these guys getting out there calling for gun control. They're just laughing. They are laughing like crazy people, like crazed people. And, you know, these unwitting pawns of misinformation, although Moms Demand Attention are not unwitting, they're just dimwits. Ask them how good they are whenever they go into businesses and demand they're turned into gun-free zones. Ask them how good they are at that. Now, John Farnham knows some people. Well, he knows a lot of people. He talked to a friend as a follow-up to the domestic terrorist attacks. This buddy of his works in the security department of a large insurance company with office complexes in a number of major metro areas within the continental U.S. of A. As part of his job and as a result of frequent requests, he recently presented a security seminar for their region. The subject was terrorist attacks and active murderers. The core of the presentation was, of course, avoid, separate, evade, flee, fight when there's no other choice. He expressed the opinion that lockdowns were tantamount to suicide and that running away almost always makes more sense. Now, Farnham's students were enthusiastic, and which they were company employees. They were enthusiastic and desperate for more information, particularly with regard to state concealed carry regulations and going armed. When wind of Farnham's presentation wafted up the food chain, I'm getting it wrong. This was the buddy's presentation. The department received a scathing email the same day from the highest corporate levels, ordering them to stop all presentations and stop distributing any additional information about personal safety. In the business world, and I mean, this is the saddest thing I've ever thought about. In the business world, it is less expensive to quietly pay claims to families of murdered employees than to pay claims from families of dead terrorists. The employees are all insured, which is to say that their lives have already been translated into a predetermined number of dollars. And of course, not a penny more. Terrorists and other violent criminals are of infinite value. Once dead, they will predictably be portrayed by plaintiffs' attorneys, aided and abetted by the liberal media, as troubled youth crying out for help. For months after the incident, perpetrators will be shown only in photos taken when they were wearing, you know, gowns at the age of 12. Their murderous careers thereafter will be ignored by the media as irrelevant. With many guns constantly protecting their lives, executives think they can afford to be casual about the expendable lives of those at the peon level. Mr. Farnham's friend will not be asked anymore to do any more presentations. The stupid thing here, the stupid part of this, is that the sheep trust the wolves more than the sheepdogs in this case. When executives in the public or private sectors talk about liability concerns, that translates in plain English to when our people are murdered, we will react by paying for their funerals and then hiring more people. Unilateral action, like blowing a perpetrator out of his socks on the part of an audacious employee in an effort to protect their own lives, is always going to be unthinkable in the cloistered corporate world. Now, fighting with improvised weapons, you know, staplers and fire extinguishers, that's grudgingly accepted as long as it is pathetically ineffective. Because really effective fighting with real weapons that might actually succeed is actually, you know, of course, prohibited. So in our current system, expect this kind of casual attitude towards your life. And I've seen it. I have seen it. I have told somebody at a radio station before that they are wide open. I told them this right after the Virginia shootings, you remember? That was media stuff, and media people are people. And I was looked at like I had grown a second head. But I mean, the entrance to it is glass. And that's the entrance to the atrium. Then from the atrium, which is, you know, they got to buzz you in and everything, it's glass too, so, you know. Anyway. It's just cheaper to pay for your funeral. We'll be right back.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Yeah, it does. This Orwellian bias and absolute naked propaganda that's being thrown around by the media is having an effect. And I'm not sure I'm upset about it. This part where they refuse to call acts of terrorism, terrorism. This part where they get out there and criticize Trump for calling it a bombing when Clinton calls it a bombing. Or for Trump for calling a bombing. That's gone full on stupid. And they're losing a lot of credibility among the great mass of people. Even the formerly asleep bread and circuses distracted sheeple are fully able to see this now. And this is a very good thing. But the mainstream media and the social justice warrior communist fanatics that infest the Democratic Party, which all those things are really all just one of the same thing, refuse to see how they're killing their own credibility and legitimacy. And that's fine. They're so used to saying something and it being absolutely simply believed that it's almost comedic if some of the situations weren't so grave. Let them keep responding to the radical leftists and jihadist terrorism by ignoring it or trying to blame it on racism. This only shakes more people awake. In response to those attacks and the Minnesota Mall knife attack in particular, which has followed closely on the heels of San Bernardino, Orlando, Dallas, Baton Rouge, etc., verbatim, ad nauseum, Americans need to come to grips with a very harsh reality which is staring us in the face, that there are internal enemies that have made it inside our gates who are at war with this nation And they're going to target men and women and children indiscriminately. These jihadists make no distinction about lopping the head off of a child. Do not kid yourself. Don't sit there and say, well, surely they're compassionate. No, they are not. They are savage. They are barbaric. Therefore, wherever you go, whatever you do, you need to be going armed. Because an attack from either a radical leftist or a jihadist can come at any time, in any place. Now, given Minnesota-Somali problem, and yes, it's a problem. It is a problem. Ask anybody in Minnesota. Ask people in Linden Hills, Minnesota. They'll tell you, yeah, it's a problem. Given their problem there, the fact that it happened at St. Cloud, at a St. Cloud, Minnesota mall, Crossroads Mall, is not surprising. They went to the backyard where they live today. Just like Rahimi did in New Jersey and in New York. A lot of things in New Jersey are within sight across the Hudson from, Manhattan. So for somebody like him who's on the New Jersey side going across there and planting a bomb here and there, that was not that big of a chore. So it's local. It's all local. The people at the mall were fortunate that somebody with a gun who was willing to pull the gun, despite stupid prohibition against it, happened to be at the mall, and he was able to shoot the knife-wielding jihadist to the ground. Because the mall is a gun-free zone, which is supposed to mean, it's supposed to mean that safety is in place, right? That's the supposition that everybody, well, it's a gun-free zone, therefore it must be very safe. No, it is not safe. It's wide open. I'm being told in the chat room, Maine is loaded with Somali Muslims, and I'm being told that Minnesota has the second largest Somali population outside of Somalia. And Minnesota doesn't, like, Minnesota does not have that much in common with Somalia. That's exactly right. So a law-abiding concealed carry gun owner would have left his or her gun in the car and would have been artificially disarmed and made incapable of shutting down the attacker with some well-administered lead therapy unless they ran all the way to their car and then ran back. That's a fail. My kit that I carry when I go away, that's basically already set up as a fail, because I have to go back and get it. The right response to this absurdity is what noted cutting-edge firearms and tactics instructor Gabe Suarez wrote today. He wrote, the Crossroads Mall is posted as a gun-free zone. From their website, it mentions no firearms or illegal weapons. Well, that's all very nice, but that didn't seem to stop the terrorists. So since the other side refuses to obey the rules, so shall we refuse to obey such silly rules. Carry your weapons everywhere, well concealed but ready at hand. Ignore the sign. The sign will not protect you. That much is clear. That's exactly right. The sign is a plastic posted piece of something posted to a wall. It's not between you and an attacker. It's simply up on the wall. The attacker's probably going to reference it. Gun-free zone, And that's it. Ignore the idiotic signs and rules. Suarez has put out some books recently, Killing the Active Shooter and the Final Weapon. Get your mind right, get trained, go armed, and be ready to be a protecting warrior when faced with evil rather than a bleeding sheep running away in terror. As this sad society seems to be conditioning people to be. If you are present at such a terrorist attack, you are the first responder. Make no mistake about it, though. Okay? Make no mistake about this. The people at the Pulse nightclub were killed in a war. The people in San Bernardino were killed in a war. Islam has declared war on us. And we have welcomed them in here. Our politicians have let them in. They want to keep on letting them in. Obama's still pushing more immigration, more Syrians right now as we speak. Bringing them in. Bill, you know, not all the Muslims are terrorists. Yeah, but all the terrorists are Muslim. Seems to be that way. And now with Black Lives Matter, it seems like we have a little crossover going on because some of those guys are Muslim, too. They're members of both. Black Panthers, too. They just got all kinds of patches festooned all over them when they go ahead and decide to pop. So, you know, put yourself on a war footing. I went today to go look at a gym. I was thinking about joining a gym before I talked myself out of it. Well, I'm walking around the gym with a nice little young something showing us the gym and everything. I was carrying a gun. She had no idea because I was carrying it concealed, completely concealed. Well concealed, you might say. Something bad had happened. Well, you know, I only carry a gun. I carry a gun to protect me and mine. And if something bad happens in a public place, then as a fun byproduct, then I get to protect some other people too. But make no mistake, I'm in it for me and mine, as you should be, first and foremost. Gun-free zones aren't gun-free. They're not violence-free. We're at war. There are no gun-free zones. There's no safe zones. Act accordingly. Hour number two, or three coming up.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the false. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.